T-minus 30 seconds. T-minus 20 seconds.
The following program is rated TVMA for language. We want everyone to be able to enjoy the program, but sometimes things happen, and we may say things that may be offensive to some or non-conducive to others. So in other words, shit happens. Oops.
Niggas coming.
From a mighty long way. Lord, I thank you for being my help.
You need to get that garbage out of your room. You need to get that, that shit off the floor. Let me wash that uniform. You need to go in and take your bath. That's what you need to do.
In Jesus' name. Welcome to episode 141 of Blessed. Blurs in the Hood with me and resident supervillain Mr. J. Washington.
This is not my safe space, bro. This is my safe space. I'm the swaggy part with today, Marshall. Okay, bye.
Okay, well, if you thought that video was weird, I went to get to stepping.
No!
No.
Do something else. Do something else. That's it. That's all we want. Do something else.
I hate you with all my heart, bro. Like every fiber of my fucking being. Oh, you're a terrible person.
It is episode 141 of Blurs in the Hood. Yo. All right, I'm the resident supervillain, Mr. J. Washington.
You already said that. I already said I'm the swaggy blur, Winston and Marshall.
I think we need to try to reset this shit.
You know why? Because
shut your stupid ass. Say that, folks. Say it, dumb ass. Say it.
This is.
I choose violence.
It's all your fault, bro. It's all your motherfucking fault. Like, bro.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Like,
you know what?
And I do it again. Bop, bop. And I.
All right. Thank you to everybody who watched Tuesday's episode. Oh, my God. I got to upload it to the podcast feed.
Black Scorpio 92 said, in front of my salad.
Oh, here's the funny thing. Black Scorp, shouts out to the homie Winston, because his name is Winston too. So
you Winston every Winston off right now, huh?
I'm pissing off a collection of Winstons. I forgot to say this on Tuesday. Shouts out to my homie DeAndre and his wife who came through to the show, who also almost had to help me help out when I got into. So I forgot to tell y'all this real quick. You know what? I'll tell y'all that when it's my turn. But anyway, Mr. Winston A. Marshall.
My nigga.
A nigga moment.
Man.
Nigga.
My nigga.
What you been doing?
We are off the rails already, baby.
I just. All right, look. I mean, I'm fine. I had a good day today. I was.
Nigga, what did you talk about?
I just can't get out of my head. Like, my nigga is out here.
Ling, 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 nigga.
Okay.
What's going on?
Like, homie is out here being like, like, still flipping the hair while. All right.
I have to do something. I've been on one today, okay? I realize I need money, so right. I'm just all trying right. to make my life.
All right. Let me try this one more time. I handled some stuff today. I was on SEN this morning. I went and hung out with my homie, came up with this good idea. Hopefully we get to execute it. And now I'm here. I don't fucking.
Jimmy Elf, this is definitely a record. It took Jay only 30 seconds to blue screen.
I just. God damn it.
Fuck you. Oh, fuck you. Fuck you.
Somebody
said, well, donate a couple. Much. If somebody donated a couple $100, I'm telling you, this shit gonna get wilder than what it already is. Because I
gotta go change the laundry over.
You wanna leave me alone here? You wanna leave me alone here? We're gonna do this?
Yeah.
You wanna do this? Okay, all right. Leave me. No. Leave your seat right there. Don't put me on full screen. Just go do what you gotta do. Come back to us. Come
Jay.
Back to my world.
Jay.
My nigga.
Nigga.
A nigga moment.
Man.
Nigga.
My nigga.
What you been doing?
Oh, man. I have been trying to keep my head above water. I just want to say, yesterday was a very wild day. I got a chance to, again, shout out to everybody over on the network app. I do Meltdown pretty much every Wednesday. And then after that, I had to go to a memorial for my friend Fukan Johnson and Rico Angeli, two of the three comics that passed away due to an unfortunate overdose.
Kristen's going to do it.
Okay. And it was hard trying to be not only in that moment with all the emotion, but it was just so many people. And my soul was like, yo, I don't know why. I'm just not comfortable around large crowds again. Cause I guess, there's still germs, shit like that. So I got to tell y'all what happened last week when I was at the Laugh Factory. So figure out which show it was. It was between like probably the 7 to 9 o'clock show. I think it was on Saturday, whatever day DeAndre showed up. And so my boy Maurice, like, yo, Curtis, who's the manager of the Laugh Factory, out there dealing with some bum dude who was lying to people trying to tell him he worked there to get money for tickets. So I look outside the door. I see Curtis got my man in the front face lock swinging. They brawling. I run. Now, keep this in mind. I had on my jean jacket, my shirt, jeans, everything. I'm about to go on stage, right? I see Curtis got him. I grab dude by the waist, flipped this nigga up in the air over my shoulder, shook him for a second, and then just let his ass go. He hits the ground. Bop, right? This nigga hits the ground, gets up, didn't realize who picked him up, jumped up and looked and saw it was me. And I was like, yo, we got a problem? And I started taking off the jacket, and he realized somebody just picked me up with the jean jacket on.
Yeah, okay. Whatever. Fuck this bullshit.
So that's how he felt. His boy was like, no, we ain't got no problem. I was like, either one of you niggas got a problem. We in the middle of the street. I'm like, we got a problem. My homie DeAndre come up out of nowhere. His wife is telling this nigga, your back is bad. You can't do that. You got a bad back. DeAndre ready to fight. But my boy James come to me. He like, you got to go to work. you got to go get on this stage. And I'm like, yo, I was like, man, everybody was like, yo, you good? I was like, man, I just came here to do a job. Now I got to be doing my bouncer shit too. I didn't come here for all this. But that's what happened on Friday. I want to tell y'all. Guess what? You won't find out because you just got blocked. Nah, don't talk to me. Anyway, so just like...
Nigga, what is you talking about?
I don't know. I'm just having a moment right now. I'm going through things mentally, okay? I'm trying to figure out where I'm going to get money from. I got to buy stuff for kids. You know, my son is tweaking because one of his teammates came to school with COVID. And the nigga got the team, you know what I'm saying, got the team losing 3 games. They might not have a homecoming or they singing night. All that shit. Play one more thing. Play one more.
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby. Don't you put that on us.
This has just been one of them days, y'all. Streamlabs.com. If you understand what this madness is, Streamlabs.com/blurredsinthehood/tip. Streamlabs.com/blurredsinthehood/tip. You want to go ahead and support the show.
First of all, you're throwing too many big words at me. Okay. Now, because I don't understand them, I'm going to take them as disrespect. Watch your mouth and help me with the sale.
Some dude named Jermaine King came in here talking shit, was like, is Jay being sensitive already? And I was like, oh, no, you won't figure out. So I blocked his ass out of here because I don't think people understand. If you gonna come talk shit on my show, I'm gonna fucking remove you. Whether I'm being sensitive or not, it doesn't matter. So we're here. Hi, Winston. You okay, Winston? Winston? He's just so disgusted. I can hear you breathing. I can hear you breathing.
Oh, hey, fuck you.
All right. So we didn't talk about this on Tuesday, and this is really our fault, okay? This is really fucked up because he was in the thumbnail. Oh, God, I didn't put the asset back in here. Oh, I got to put that in. Oh, no, it's still here.
Fuck you. Oh, fuck you, fuck you.
Comedian Norm MacDonald passed away at the age of 61 after a bout with cancer. The surprising thing is many people did not even know he was battling the disease. He leaves behind an incredible legacy through television and film and even stand up. And a lot of people looked up to him as a role model in the game. Many comedians and many people throughout Hollywood in general have sent many heartfelt tributes out through social media as well as much others. I remember him from a few things on Saturday Night Live. I remember I love him in Deuce Bigelow, European Gigolo, when he was like, what am I telling my son when he asks, Daddy, what is that on your he pussy? And I just, are you okay? Are you going to come back to us?
I mean, he was great as Burt Reynolds in Celebrity Jeopardy. He was Dirty Work, you know, cult classic movie, one of my absolute favorites. I mean, Norm MacDonald was truly fucking legendary. So, you know, obviously rest in peace to him. I just...
Shout out there, but Reaper 42, Winston 404 can't be found. You okay, Winston? Hashtag Jay Broke Winston. Man, in less than 30 minutes, goddammit, I'm good. All right. Let's move on to our second story. As we were telling you on Tuesday while we were on air, the unnecessary recall election of California Governor Gavin Newsom was going on. It was him. America, fuck yeah. It was him versus Clayton Bigsby in real life, Larry Elder. What? You try to hold it in. That's what it is. You try not to laugh. Because the nigga is, if Clayton Bigsby was real, Larry Elder looks like what a blind real white supremacist thinks an old black slave looks like. That's what he looks like. Now, after it's all was said and done, of course, California voted no
on the recall. But here's the breakdown. So out of 9 million votes, here's the problem. California has 22 million registered voters. 9 million voted. Almost 6 million voted no, of course, and 3 million voted yes. They went to the breakdown where it said, if Newsom is recalled, who should replace him as governor? Larry Elder, out of 9 million votes, received 2 million. And whoever's Kevin Parath and Kevin Faulkner, they followed up. Caitlyn Jenner got 1.2% of the whole vote. So maybe God's telling Caitlyn Jenner, sit your dumb ass down somewhere. Maybe she will know officially. There is never a hope for her in politics. I don't know at what point did Caitlyn Jenner think running her mouth was going to be the thing that helped. You cannot be trans and say you're against trans rights. You know what I'm saying? You can't identify now as a woman and be all anti-women issues. You can't do these things and think you're going to be elected as a public official. America, fuck yeah! Three laps. Let go. I just don't know what to say no more. Like, I just want you to talk. Justin Square says Swaggy Blur is currently buffering, 34% still buffering.
More do you want from me? Oh my god.
High School 420 says, yo, fam, Winston needs some shots, clearly. All right, it's just, oh my God, this is great. Hey, hey, don't bring this up. Don't bring this shit up. Remember when Winston wanted to kill Jaden part two? Why would he want to kill me? Because I bring
me a P. Give me an E. Give me a T. T. Y. I'm petty. All the time.
Nigga, I quit. They say Winston look like he just listened to Marvin's Room.
Nasty.
You know what? I want to thank everybody who supports this show, who tries to go, all right, we're going to move on to the next story because Winston don't seem to be here with us in the flesh.
We're losing recipes.
Why? I'm innocent. I swear to God, I'm innocent. All right. All right, so I don't know if y'all have heard, but there is a police officer shortage in Rikers Island in New York. Many officers have already stated that they are scared to go back to work amid a spike in violence. Now, assaults against correction officers in that facility are up 23%. Now, one officer said, I feel scared, quote, he said, officers scared back to go back to work because they're out of control.
That's a
huge
bitch.
Yeah. An officer said he was jumped by two gang members who tried to steal his prison keys. He said, quote, he was literally choking me for what felt like forever while he was on top of me. They say a third officer was rushed to the hospital after he was knocked unconscious by the inmate. He says, quote, I'm scared to go back to the job. I'm afraid because I don't know what's going to happen. Well, here's what has happened. Because of this, there are times in Rikers Island where there are no guards at all. There are no guards on staff for like 12 to 24 hours. What they have done, now there hasn't been a spike in crime and jail violence, et cetera, because they say the OGs are basically running the jail and keeping things in order. Now that would sound cool. That's cool, right? No violence, everything. But these niggas are living their the fuck is that movie? God, I can't remember the name of that.
Drake?
They are living their Dirty Dancing moment because they are having the time of their lives. The inmates have begun bringing phones in and everything, and to the point where, yeah, just watch.
Bitch, you need to hurry up to the club. You've been dancing with your niggas, bitch.
Hello? Bitch, where the fuck you at? I can't even hear you. Hold on. Where you at? He did what? He in the club, did who? Hold on, bitch, I'm gonna come over there. Hold on, bitch. Ask my fucking phone. Fuck. Come on, baby, you gotta do all that, baby. Come on, do all that.
These niggas are making whole sketches in jail.
Who are these niggas?
Inmates in Rikers Island. These niggas are making whole sketches.
Where the bitches at? It's supposed to be titties. Where the fucking titties and the bitches?
Clearly on C block going over to D block to get into the club. Because evidently you saw them with their shirts tied up. So
you gone. You gone be great with your lavender. Go.
You're really going to make me do this the whole show? Just going to make me do You know what's so fucked up? Oh, man.
If you could read one full page of a Harry Potter book, nigga, I'll give $750,000 to whatever charitable organization you want to.
It is 20 minutes into the show. The show is supposed to be at least an hour. Inmates now have TikTok. Yes, they are literally kicking it. It is... Winston, I need you to talk.
Stop it. Get some help.
We are going to lose viewers. You need to be here. Come on, man. I need you to be a part of this, bro. People are leaving. No, sir. I am trying to keep people engaged this show, and people are like, they want Winston to talk. I literally, like, if you're, I can go, and you can just.
Give me a T. Give me a E. Give me a T. T. Y. I'm petty all the time.
All right, well, you got it. I'm out.
Jesus Christ!
Man, for somebody that loves to dish it, he certainly can't take it. That's just pretty funny. All right, so yeah, you know, niggas making TikToks in jail. That's just wild. I'll tell you that much. I don't even understand how any of that went down. I do get that they be sneaking like phones in and shit like that, but I just, kind of wild. Like, it's, what's this, that bear that saw that after the kid did something wrong is waiting for the right time to punch him? Hey, man, it's very funny to me. He knows goddamn well how petty I am. So, you know, it happens. Whatever. It is what it is. Yes, the question is, did Jay really leave? He may be watching it somewhere else. He genuinely took off. Whatever. I can hold the fort. That's totally fine. Streamlabs.com/birdsonhood/tip. Appreciate each and every one of you that are still kicking it with us. It is what it is right now. We're going to get into another story, to be honest with you. Kind of blew my mind that it had to go here, but it fucking did. So I'm sure y'all remember we were talking yesterday about Nicki Minaj and how she was talking about how her cousin or her cousin's friend got the vaccine and the balls got all extra big. And the nigga wasn't able to go get married after that because all of a sudden, the wife was like, I won't marry you anymore. Well, turns out a couple things actually fucking happened. First of all, the governor of Trinidad and Tobago. Oh, whoops. I guess I got to put my my little thing back on. Whoopsies. So the not the governor, I guess the prime minister, the president, whoever, whatever the title is of like the main person in charge in Trinidad and Tobago, called around and was like, we done talked to everybody that got the vaccine and had adverse effects. None of that is true. We take it very seriously. I don't know why you're wasting our time in order to do all this. Kind of ridiculous. But then it gets worse because after...
Nah, you keep talking. You keep talking. Like you was doing before I came back. You keep talking.
Fuck you. Oh, fuck you. Fuck you.
So I know you was sitting there waiting out as soon as I was gone talking shit, as you normally do. So. Don't be typing me nothing. Don't be typing me nothing. I can hear you clicking your keys. Don't type shit. Oh, my Shirani shit. Shirani? Fucking Shirani. Just, you know what? I'm going to just go ahead and get drunk by myself. I don't need this. I'm dealing with a lot. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to see something. Yeah, let me see. Nope, that ain't there. I'm just going to check out my controller. This is... What? What? You know what? I just want the show to be normal. I just want one episode of Blurreds to go straight from Shy Ronnie featuring Rihanna from SNL. I have no idea what that is. Okay. I just want one episode of Blurreds to go from the beginning of the show to the introduction and hey, how y'all doing? Blah, 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 blah. I'm Jay, that's Winston, blah, blah, blah. Nigga, what you been doing? All right, now let's talk to the show, blah, blah, blah. Here's me, here's me. Okay, streamlabs.com, blah, blah, blah. Here's me, blah, blah, blah. Next story, blah, blah, blah. All right, y'all know what time it is. Now, no to Karen.
You shouldn't have been talking shit.
I didn't say shit. I didn't say shit. What did I say? I said nothing, okay? I said nothing. See, our fans are starting to trip, man. We lose.
I said, bitch.
I'm tired of losing. I'm trying to get more viewers, and we lose viewers. I'm trying to again. Oh, to Karen, blah, blah, blah. Hey, what's tell people they fight. Jay, tell people fight. All right, well, how's y'all like? Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Yeah, Winston.
We're animated, totally insane.
They pushed me out and paced me.
I don't appreciate all y'all. See, okay, camera, see what had happened was I had started the show and played a great clip for people to see, right? It was a hilarious clip, right? And I felt like people needed to be a part of. And so I showed it to the people, right? It was funny, right? It was a dude trying to be a... So this was the video I showed everybody. So this is the video I played.
You robbed me from a mile long way. Lord, I thank you for being my help.
You need to get that garbage out of your room. You need to get that shit off the floor. You need to wash that uniform. You need to go in there and take your bath.
That's
what you need to do. Nigga, what did you talk about? So I... Come on, let's go. Come on, let's go. It was fucked up. It
need y'all to understand this from the bottom of my heart right now. As God is my witness, I did not just play. I played the preacher. That's what I played. I played the preacher video.
No, that's a lie. You played that, or you mean right now? I mean, look, what I did at this point, that's fine. I essentially, when you were trying to be like, how does play the preacher video? I don't know why he's so upset. Nah, nigga, you know what the fuck you did, okay? So I responded to memes for about 30 minutes so you can fucking understand what the fuck's going on.
I didn't do anything. Bitch.
No, you see it on the bottom of the screen. Actors have motherfucking consequences. And y'all look, nigga, for somebody with two kids, you should fucking know better that if you go act like a child, I'm going to treat you like a child, bitch.
I didn't do nothing.
You're banning niggas because they say you being sensitive, but the minute I don't talk, all of a sudden you're going to be like, I can't even do the show no more. I can't. Fuck. You just going to walk away and just be.
I didn't walk away. I just literally
didn't log the fuck up out of StreamYard, you little bitch.
All that had happened, all what had happened was I had accidentally hit.
Neuralize us all. That's damn right. Dude, use the neuralizer, nigga. Go ahead. Change the past. Do that shit, bitch. Time stone this away, Dr. Strange. Come on, bitch.
What I had did was I had accidentally had hit it the video, and then I had I was in here just trying to make a good show for the peoples, and then Winston had gone and he had snapped. Right, Cameron, he had just kept like playing the memes, and then he was just gonna be evil. And I was like, that ain't what the Lord called us to do. I was like, God has is here. And Streamlabs.
Everybody, just put the fear of God in you. That's all. I put the fear of fucking God in your ass. That's what that is. You know, as a fucking parent, they hear the bell come up. What the fuck did I do? That's what the fuck that was, nigga.
Well, I guess we're taking shots.
Ooh, y'all niggas know I'm petty. I'm petty than a bitch. I'm so fucking petty.
Okay, Patrick, what had happened was I had showed it to him because I saw it. I was like, I don't know. It wasn't just funny. It was like, what the fuck? So that I'm gonna go get up. You know what? take this
abuse and shit. You know. Oh God! This one.
All I gotta say is, man, y'all should understand something. When I'm angry, when I'm in petty mode, I am undefeated. Just know that. Unfucking defeated. Now back to the show. All right. Well, go ahead, man. I'm over it now. I've made my point. I hope you learned your lesson. Cheers, bitch.
Cheers, home.
See, she knows.
It's
always the quiet ones.
It is always
the quiet ones, bro. It is always the fucking quiet ones. Oh Lord. I don't understand. All this light skin in this gives me plenty of time to think about petty ways to ruin lives.
That is light skin privilege. You see what I'm saying? That's light skin privilege.
And what makes you think I wouldn't use my privilege for good? Sometimes I have to use it for evil, as was pointed out today. But
today? Did you do it in syllables, nigga? Pointed out today.
Today. The quiet ones are deadly. She knows.
Jail Jackson at 78 ain't shit. I can't stand to see the blurs like this. Y'all need to stick together.
Oh yeah. No. No.
The worst. All right. So,
I want to address the, because he's always jumped in on comments and shit like numerous times talking shit. And the Jermaine King dude from earlier. So that's why I finally had enough of it. It was like, yeah. So that's what that was.
Hey, like Omar, man, has to have a code, nigga. Rest in peace, my boy Michael K. Williams.
Man,
look,
No. All right, what that's, you talking about now? Are we on Nikki?
We were talking about Nikki. So the whole Trinidad governor, the minister, president, prime minister. Okay,
the minister of health.
Like, it was the minister of health. Was like, this is fucking stupid. Stop wasting our time. But then she was like, I would love to speak to somebody like at the White House or something. They were like, Nikki, we would be happy. So we would be happy to have a phone call with you. Now, Nikki says what happened is they initially asked her to actually come out, but she's like, I can't. I'm working
with her team.
Right. So can we do a phone call? And then someone at the White House was like, no, we said we would just give her the phone call. And she's like, why would I lie about just showing up to the White House? So then, of course, I Stand With Nikki popped up.
Half oh, my people, God.
Half the people because of this, half the people because they were like, Nikki wouldn't lie. So, like, she's actually trending number one on streaming right now. Her albums are based off all this shit because you know how that goes.
I mean, anytime somebody – so here's the problem. This is where it got worse, and I think it was one part we forgot to include. Tucker Carlson, you know, Howdy Doody, if he grew up in real life, Tucker Carlson talked about her on his show, and Nicki Minaj retweeted him. And everybody was like, yo, do you not know who this nigga is? So then Nicki Minaj went, well, just he's a human. Just because he's a Republican don't mean I can say something. He's a human. And you're like, yo, everybody was like, no, nah, bitch, that's a white nationalist. There's a whole different ball game than just retweeting some random person with a platform. This is a dude who knows he doesn't give a shit about you. He knows you have 22 million followers on Twitter. He knows when you promote his video, it's seen by your 22 million followers who will more than likely now possibly watch his show and then find out that this shit ain't what they wanted, right? That became the issue. She tried to call Joyann Reid a coon because Joyann Reid was like, sister, this ain't
Play what Joyann said because
hold that's on, the whole thing. I just took it down. I'm going to put it back in.
Oh, like Joyann didn't even say anything bad, and I think we played it on Tuesday. But
I know I'm about to put it back in.
No. I know. All she said was, and you'll hear it in a second. It's like you have a massive following. I have a certain amount of a following. You have like 10 times that. Sister, you can't be out here just slanging misinformation. Here it is, right here.
And people like Nicki Minaj, I have to say this. You have a platform, sister, that is 22 million followers. Okay, I have 2 million followers. You have 22 million followers on Twitter. For you to use your platform to encourage our community to not protect themselves and save their lives, my God, sister, you could do better than that. You got that platform. It's a blessing. It's a blessing that you got that, that people listen to you. And they listen to you more than they listen to me. For you to use your platform to put people in the position of dying from a disease they don't have to die from, oh, my God. As a fan, as a hip-hop fan, as somebody who was your fan, I'm so sad that you did that. So sad that you did that, sister. Oh, my God.
Now, Nikki came at her because there were two white men on the screen as well. That is the only reason Nikki called her a coon. Was like, you got these two white men cheesing. But at what point, like you just stated, what point did Joyann Reid say anything wrong?
That's my whole thing. If you actually listen to what she said, where was anything that she said in her message disrespectful, inaccurate? Like, you know what I'm saying? She literally just called it what it is. She was like, you have a massive platform. If you start slinging stories that are not fucking true, then you're genuinely going to sow distrust with people as far as the we are already trying to get more black and brown folks to take the vaccine, which has been FDA approved and everything else and has proven can prevent serious illness and death from COVID. And yet you're still.
Well, here's the issue. Here's the big issue. And it's been said in the neighborhood and chat right now. Nikki's fan base, the Barbs, are one of the most worst fan bases ever because they will dox the fuck out you. Like, they're worse than the Beehive.
Yeah.
Like, they're worse than...
Well, when the war was going out with Remy Ma and her, and then then Charlamagne was talking about some of her album sales, the Barbs are insane. Like, they will murder you, nigga. Like, they are crazy.
Crazy. And again, so everybody was like, yo, everybody's like, oh, Nikki can't have an opinion. And people were like, yo, it's not about having an opinion. It's about spewing is about facts and misinformation, which everything has been. I just literally had. Did you know there's a beautiful feature on Instagram where you can make somebody unfollow you?
No, I didn't know that.
You can make somebody unfollow you.
How do you do that?
You just go to their page, click on the three buttons, and it will tell you. It'll give you the option to have them unfollow you.
When did that start?
Probably not. Maybe one of their second or third most recent two or three updates. But one dude just came on mine because I posted a thing about how vaccines have been mandated by the government for God knows how long. George Washington mandated the smallpox vaccine. Vaccines are mandated for your children to go to school. If you try to go again, that's how you know people don't travel internationally.
You can remove followers.
Yeah. Wild. Yeah. So, and how you have to have vaccines to go to school. And some people don't travel internationally to certain places they always talk about because they would know you have to have a vaccine. So vaccine mandates are nothing new. Also, there is nothing that states vaccine mandates are not constitutional. So I posted something about that. One dude was like, well, because smallpox was real. The smallpox was a real thing and the vaccine was real.
That was the fucking thing I wanted to bring up. We're going to talk about a chat in a little bit. There was a follow-up where they brought on the other guest. Was this nigga talking about it's a constitutional right to travel? Okay.
No, it's not.
Like, let's say that it is. There is no constitutional right that says you get to get on my company's whatever if I don't want you on it. You know what I'm saying?
Here's the one thing people forget. So I'm going to, you probably understand this more than a lot. And I'm not saying anybody in the neighborhood doesn't. What do we call other countries a lot of times? States. We always say that's the head of state. Think about this. The United States is basically 50 different countries with one ruler, right? Mm-hmm. Each state has their own government. So each governor makes the rules for their states. So if a governor, again, Hawaii did it. Hawaii mandated that you need to be vaccinated to come to the state. Every state can make their own individual rule. Now, there is a federal mandate that can go across the board that will encompass everything, and then governors can choose to go against it, and then there's a whole bunch of things behind that. But people act as if flying is a right. It is not. It is a privilege. There so is.
I found it. It's you don't see the other chat that we're going to talk about yet, but this is a fucking moron right here. That was on this Newsmax show.
Which, by the way, can I preface this real fast?
Yeah.
I just want to, I'm going to let you play it. People have to stop calling Newsmax a news organization. They are not. They are an opinion-based network.
Yes.
They are not recognized as news by all major outlets that recognize news. They are opinion-based.
So, this dude is a representative of North Carolina, and this is what this dumbass had to say.
We should be encouraging them to reject this. This is a medical apartheid, plain and simple. There's over 100 million Americans who are not vaccinated. I think it's even more than that. And if they want to start shutting down air travel for these people to get around the country, I think that's actually a constitutional violation because you actually have a constitutionally protected right to free, unrestricted travel within not the United States of America.
Not air travel, bitch. Not air travel.
Believe that what's going on right now is that all that's going to happen if United Airlines and American Airlines and Delta, even if they decide to start requiring vaccine mandates, let me tell you, I'm very confident there will be another air carrier that will come to the field and patriots like myself and you will give them all of our business.
Here's the issue with that. You can say that all you want if another air carrier is going to come to the field. But guess what? You can't change where airlines fly to. Those are all, guess what, FAA mandated, right? Air travel is actually tracked and plotted by the Federal Aviation Administration. And notice that first word in that statement, federal, right? To fly on a plane is not a right. It is a privilege. Why? You were saying it's best. Airlines are private owners.
They're private businesses. It's not owned by the government and something that's, because Kristen actually had a pretty funny joke where she said the Constitution about to be as long as the Harry Potter books because they keep coming up with things that they think are constitutional rights. Yes, you have the right to go about and do what you want. You can travel through all the states. That is correct, but there are still laws in those states. If they set up laws saying you cannot enter without being vaccinated or without having the negative test, like Hawaii, for example, you have to follow the laws of the fucking state. But other than that, again, you can drive as much as you want in your fucking car and go wherever. No one has to let you on a fucking plane. That is their company. You buy a ticket from them, and then you can fly based upon them. So what the fuck are you talking about?
Wait, remember this one important thing, too. Before you even get to an airplane, guess what you have to go through? TSA.
TSA, bro.
Which is, guess what that is? A federal branch, the Department of Homeland Security. Now, if they really want to get crazy and be like, yo, I need your vaccine card when you show your boarding pass, then you start saying, like, shit's probably getting crazy. But at the same time, people don't understand, like you said, what constitutional rights are and what are not. Everybody wants to say, my freedoms, my liberties, my constitutional rights. You have no idea what your constitutional rights are.
But
that is another thing I was about to get to.
Apartheid, why do they keep using terms that are created for oppressing black folks when something doesn't go their way? Because it's exactly what Paul Mooney said, rest in peace to the great one. Everybody want to be a nigga, but nobody want to be a nigga. So they love to play the victim card and do all of that when there's something minorly going. So for example, co-opting the term my body, my choice when it comes to the mask and the fucking vaccine, as fucking disrespectful as that is, when it was very clearly brought on by women to be like, stop policing my fucking body as far as anything to do with my reproductive system or my health at all. Like, what the fuck? And you're gonna fucking co-opt that shit. They're doing the same fucking thing. You know goddamn well that you treat black people in this country like second-class citizens, and you're going to use the term apartheid because you know what that triggers. Knowing goddamn well you don't do anything to actually try and help the fucking black community. Instead, you strip us of voting rights and everything the fuck. Like, bro, I'm pissed. Oh, fuck. I wish I could turn this petty towards them.
It gets worse. And I meant to put this on our run sheet, and I didn't get a chance to because I saw it last night, and I talked about it on Twitter. Comedian Jim Brewer decided to go on Fucker Carlson's show and say this, and look at I want you to look at the cryon, the lower third.
And when our leader put that out there and pointed the finger, like, we're the demons, I'm not vaccinated, I had COVID. You're not gonna tell me about my body. I know my body, I know my morals, I know my faith. You don't come telling me and threaten me.
Jim Brewer on there looked like when cocaine and alcohol are fighting for possession of your body at the same time. Number one. Number two, just like Caramon, you brought up, with using terms that have been negative towards black people.
If you can read one page of the Harry Potter book and the Constitution of the Deathly Hallows.
But also segregation. Oh, you're segregating us. No, it's motherfuckers want to stay safe at this point. Look, we keep talking about this on the show. We have openly stated this. Yes, we get people say there's a 99% survival rate with COVID. But as I've always stated on this show, and I will state to the day I die, COVID is a Russian roulette virus. What do I mean by that? It is that one bullet in a revolver that you don't know if you get it, you catching that bullet. Because that is what happens. And
you're right. You don't know if it's going to click. You don't know if, like, it's going to graze by your head, and you don't know if it's just going to end it all. Like, you genuinely do not fucking know, and you should not be playing these fucking games.
You shouldn't be playing these games. But here's the best, and we'll move on because I don't want to stay too upset about all this. I know a comic who literally has had to have numerous exploratory and experimental surgeries to so far save his life, who is diabetic, who is talking about, I don't trust science with the vaccine. Nigga, but you trust science to do experimental procedures to have you alive right now at this moment. I need people to say, and I said it, what was it? I said it Tuesday, and I've said it week in and week out. You cannot deny science here, but choose science there. It doesn't work like that.
That's the thing that's so fucked up. As someone even said it before, that like people, Chris Cochran said, he said, they love to say trust the science when they're acting transphobic and things like that, but then they don't want to trust the fucking the science when they're talking about the things we need to do to keep everyone safe.
It's really crazy. Again, I just
Play the video of the super glue. Maybe that'll make everybody feel better. I don't fucking know. I just do something. Play something, nigga. I just whatever.
In the span of 11 years, America lost 58,200 soldiers in Vietnam. Under Ron DeSantis' disastrous leadership,
Florida has lost 47,000 people to COVID.
Every day I come to work, I feel like I'm going to war. I feel like it's a battlefield.
Governor Ron DeSantis has been downplaying the severity of COVID in Florida.
I mean, it may go up a little, but it is not surging.
Just like the Secretary of Defense and generals did in Vietnam.
We will prevail in Vietnam over the communist aggressor.
Now they're accusing you of creating, quote, an artificial decline in deaths and misleading the public about the surge coming to an end. What is your take on all this?
So first of all, it's just a totally false partisan narrative.
Comments on civilian casualties have been used in the United States for political purposes and have been greatly exaggerated.
There's been a lot of misinformation.
Soon Florida will surpass the number of Americans dead in Vietnam.
The fact is, we're no longer in a state of emergency.
ICUs, most cases are just overflowing at this point.
Governor Ron DeSantis has said that hospitals have it under control.
ICU nurses are at their breaking point.
In my whole nursing career, I've never seen anything like it.
The war in Vietnam is going well, and we will succeed. Robert McNamara, Secretary of Defense.
40 to 50 ambulances in the county have to wait an hour or more to offload their patients because there aren't enough beds.
1,200 dead of COVID yesterday in Florida. That's not the total for a week or a month, but one single day.
More people are dying now than ever before during the pandemic.
So are you going to give a speech or are you going to answer, ask a question?
Refrigerator trailers are in place at several hospitals to expand hospital morgue capacity.
Ron DeSantis's disastrous leadership has turned Florida into its own Vietnam.
Yet we were wrong. I believe we were terribly wrong.
I need to rinse my mouth out. All right, Jay, can we make a promise to ourselves and to the neighborhood for next week? And then I'll say just for next week, because unfortunately there's always going to be news. I say we make a promise that we will talk nothing COVID all of next week. I need a break. I need a fucking break. It doesn't mean that there aren't other things that we need to talk about and shit like that. And some pop off.
All right. You know what?
Once an episode, I feel like we go 25 minutes into a COVID story and I'm burning out. I need a break from it. No, I don't know if you guys are on the same page, but
I'm with you on that. I'm fair with that. I'm fine with that. So next week, both shows, just to make sure.
Just next week, both shows, we're just not going to talk about.
Let's do that. So we'll make sure. Two shows. We'll go everything else around it. Because we've been trying to, you know, we've said this numerous times on the show. We've tried to keep this upbeat in the midst of all the bullshit going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've tried to be higher energy to keep everybody just thinking about other shit. You know what I mean?
Joseph Ashley, no COVID, just racism.
Just racism. Just racism. It's all blurred, all racism.
Nigga,
that'll be the best part of this show. Look, streamlabs.com/blurredsinthehood/tip. Streamlabs.com/blurredsinthehood/tip. Nigga, no COVID.
Nigga. No COVID, just nigga.
No COVID. No COVID, just all
nigga.
Or
no COVID. Apologize to the hoe.
No COVID, just.
There's a person that says nigga a lot. Trust me. That nigga says nigga all the time.
Yes, sir. This nigga spitting.
Damn, nigga.
I'm sorry to anybody that was blasting this on speakers right now, because you just heard a lot of niggas back to back to back to back to back to back.
I wonder if it's. Whoa.
Lord High Case.
As a segment, I mean, it'd be kind of funny.
All right, let me go to the Streamlabs, man. Streamlabs.com/blurtsinthehood/tip. If you want to go ahead and support Streamlabs.com/blurtsinthehood/tip. Shouts out to Kirstie and Alberto Rios. As always, we thank you, too. You all are amazing. Jimmy Nail says, Jay, my guy, I can't blame Winston one bit. Subjecting us to that madness was not okay. Not okay. I just felt it broken down like that. So that's how Justin Square says, can we just talk about Empire for a minute? Shit. Random, I know. But what did you love about the show and what drove you crazy about it? Hashtag to the Empire.
What did I love about the show? I genuinely loved Taraji's work. I thought she was great. I thought the addressing of people with bipolar was great. Bipolar disorder. I think they did a really good job with Andre on the show for that. I thought a lot of the songs that they did throughout the show were really great. There was a lot of gaps. The shitty part is that, what's his name?
Juicy Smollett.
Stop Juicy it. Juicy Smollett. that he...
Juicy.
He actually was like the heart of the show. So when all that shit went down, it really was a huge dampening on the show, and it made the ending like kind of painful, including in the very last shot, everybody had a moment, right? And the only moment they had for him, because they're like, we're not addressing this nigga no more. They went back to the clip from season 1 where the child version of him was picked up by losers and put in a trash can. And so everybody else, they went from like, I'm out here pretending to be a thug to I got a kid now and I'm taking over the empire. I was out here doing the accountant stuff. I went through my bipolar shit. And now I'm fine with my wife. Like, I was out here. I was in jail and I hated Lucius. And now I'm here. And it's like, and Jamal was put in a trash can. I was just like, yo, you can come on, man. How you gonna close everybody's story like that if that's all you got? But also, Jay.
Okay. We both was going to do it at the exact same time. I just want you to know. Okay, cool. We were literally on the same page. All right. Oh, by the way, can we put these up real quick before we do this? I got to fill mine up. Shouts out to one of our mods, Ambling Soul, Cheryl, who came up with a great design idea for our personal Blurts in the Hood shot glasses. As you see, both have our individual emojis on them. I need to get a new camera so you can see mine's clearer, but my bad, Titan Winston's
here. Probably don't have autofocus on. That's why it's focusing on the shot glass and not on my face for a second, but that's okay. But yeah, Cheryl, shout out to you, man. Cheryl's a real one. She's a real MVP and she already knows that. But it's one of the things that we're what happened?
Oh no, nigga.
The conversation we also, I forgot about this. That Lucius's leg was blown off in one season, and the nigga apparently was still running. Like it was, there was a lot going on. Cheers,
cheers. All right, let me read these two streamlines that came in. Jimmy Nail says, "So I've gotten into 2 physical altercations this week by people I had to ask to mask up. Something I have to do to keep my job." These people are fucking rabid. Thank you to you guys in the neighborhood for keeping me from losing my faith in people completely. And Zoe Bjerke, she says, this was a show I won't soon forget. I think if we go through the history books of Blurts in the Hood episodes where it's just like, wow, this one went potentially off the rails. I think this one goes like number 3.
This is up there, bro. This is definitely up there. We have
got. I know, right? AJ Jones. This is a long man. Look, I realize.
No. But a lot of people don't realize this, and those of you that are bartenders, you understand as well. This is the exact same size as every other shot glass. You're used to seeing them because they are wider.
It's just that a shooter. That's why it's called a shooter, right?
It's a shooter shot glass. Exactly. It is literally an optical illusion. They are the same amount of ounces. You don't believe me? Go pour one fully the brim in one, and then transfer it over the other.
Here's the deal. The two of us were literally, first of all, I wish y'all could have documented the Blurts in the Hood Expo through Costco. That was a moment yesterday. But we were having a conversation about this.
Do we need to rename the episode the Glued Dudes episode?
Can you imagine renaming it and people who are watching the replay were like, what's the glue do? But we were having a discussion about merch and what we think we should be doing and what we want to do. And again, we talked about... Go ahead.
Yeah, I realize we don't have a Blurred Discord specifically. Like, I have a Discord. I don't think you have one. So we
can wondering about that, and I was thinking about that. Like, we have sections in each, but we need to have a collective.
I think what we'll do as well is for right now, y'all should already be following us on
Twitter. How drunk are you, IMAX, is the question.
That's a good question. So what we're going to do is I will do it right now, some of the stuff that we're thinking about doing for merch on our Twitter. So if you don't already follow our Twitter, do that, and then vote on the one that
I'm working on this right now. I did it. I kind of had a bad day, and somebody made me snap. Like, I'm working on a design, the Outcast type shirt, the Outcast picture that the two of us have. Somebody took the picture, the two of us did, and cartooned it. And so I'm thinking about doing that. Now, I'm trying to debate. The biggest debate has become, do I want to go through like a Teespring or try to get them printed on their own and then we individually distribute them? You know what I'm saying? Because like Teespring
takes a lot of
Teespring money. Takes a lot of money. And so, but also here's the thing about that. So again, transparency here on Blurs in the Hood. In order, okay, Karima, yes, we love you back. We got to all kick. I know you're on the East Coast. We all got to figure out a way, all of us, to get together. We got to figure out something. Mm-hmm. The thing is, we got to figure out how to get the shirts done. And that is a financial investment, which we know. Look, we both understand. You got to pay for the shirts, the printing of the shirts, and then you make the cost back in the distribution and selling of the shirts. So that is something right now where I just lost a lot of money coming in. A lot of money. So I got to figure out how to make that happen. You know, we want to get that done. We want things for the neighborhood, and we don't want to. And I've always said things. We don't want things that just are complete inside baseball. So again, a Blurs in the Hood logo shirt is something that anybody can wear and be like, yo, that's a dope logo. Where's it from? A Blurs in the Hood, two pictures, like, yo, why is the dudes with an Outcast type look? You figure out who it is. But you know, like some things like, new rock stars, because they're so massive, 3 million subscribers on YouTube.
Bro, why are people calling fucking Daniel Jones Vanilla Vic? I don't like this.
Oh,
I don't like it. Apparently, he burned all of the Washington football team's defense for a touchdown. But
what do you mean? If you're ever in Charlotte, do you do T-shirts or whatnot? Or because if push comes to shove, we need to talk to you, figure out how to get them shipped out here across country.
So this is the other thing, Jimmy. I did talk to Roxy about it, and that's a whole conversation about stuff. We're figuring it out because again, I've said this before. Part of it, we were trying to work through Mama Mars through my mom, and there's just a lot going on. And that's
Black Scorpio 92. Yes, we've thought about doing coffee mugs as well.
There's a couple things, so that's what I'm saying. I'm gonna put out a couple of different polls on Twitter, so that you can
put it through the Blurred Twitter.
No, that's what I was gonna do.
Okay, I didn't know if you was going to. Because, you know, default is easy to just go to your own person. Ooh,
better idea. I'm going to do it through the Blurred's Instagram because I put it in a story. And then, you know, you have the little question feature. You can tell us what piece of merch do you want to see the most. I'll put it in there. So look out. If you don't already follow us, Blurred's in the Hood on Instagram. I'll put that in the story as soon as the show wraps.
All right. So make sure I got all of the Streamlabs out the way. It's always the last one. All right, you go, girl. Snapfish makes custom coffee mugs. Again, we'll look into all of that. I need thank you, Spidey Sensei. Also, if you can't, for whatever reason, if you all know certain things, I just want to say this before I do the Karen's. If you all know certain things and you cannot get in touch with us, I hope she's okay with me saying this. Hit up Cheryl because she's been on it. Like, hit up Ambling Soul. Like, if you can find her, Twitter, Instagram, whatever she tells you to find her, hit her up, let her know, and she'll relay it to us because she has been on shit so much. Man, it's been phenomenal. But we dragged this out trying to get y'all some merch and had no business. Y'all know what time it is.
And now, an ode to Karen's, brought to you by Blurred in the Hood. Now, before we go into this dedication, you must be asking yourself, well, what is a Karen and what does it mean? Well, Karen is a mocking slang term for an entitled, obnoxious, middle-aged white woman, especially as featured in memes. Karen is generally stereotyped as having a blonde bob haircut. Asking to speak to retail and restaurant managers to voice complaints or make demands, and being a nagging, often divorced mother from Generation X. Karens most notably have been known now to call the police on black people when they're just doing this thing called living. You know, something that God allowed them to do. This includes Barbecue Becky, Permit Patty, Sleepin' Sarah, and a host of others. And typically, Karens feel that because they are white women, they are entitled to do whatever they want and make life choices based on their insecurities as well as fears. Well, here are a few moments of wild Karens caught in their natural habitat.
Nigga, Blurred's KY Jelly.
I mean, that's the After Dark merch, bro. That's the After Dark merch. Also, turns out the couple things. First of all, they're not only just calling him Vanilla Vic, they also were calling him Light Lamar. And on top of that, apparently the run didn't count because of a holding call. So this nigga just ran for 40 yards and a touchdown, and they had to bring it back.
All right, Tommy, I know Sparky does things as well. I want to try to figure everything out again. Like I said, we know the upfront costs and things like that. So that's the biggest thing. Yes, to go with what Zaddy, where was it at? I just saw.
So we hope you guys get the 5X for the big boys.
Here's the deal with me. So my shirts are weird because I'm a 3X up here and a 2X or X down here. You know, that's what happens when you just do a lot of lifts and all the shit. So we're working on that. But again, we want to make that happen. All right, fam, shut the fuck up, super nerd, senior nerd.
Anyways, so here is the Chad going on here. Now, we mentioned Newsmax earlier.
It's the same anchor.
So he didn't say anything in the other clip that we showed earlier, but this is what he really went viral for earlier today. Watch this.
I can tell you this didn't happen under President Trump. And I know there's a lot of people on the left that want to try to blame President Trump. He wanted out of Afghanistan real bad. He was real frustrated not being able to get out, but he didn't pull out because he knew this would happen. In fact, we all did. I called it on this program. My 12-year-old son knew about it. And so I've got Americans there that are stuck. To me, that's a hostage situation. But, Joe, I appreciate you working to get them out. I really do. Yeah. And I wish you all the luck in the world.
With due respect, Grant, I mean, like, veterans, you know, being one, right, and our friends are over there. We followed this closely for multiple administrations. And we know that Trump's administration's efforts here were fairly weak, that they were trying to limit the number of people that would get out. And Joe, so there was coordination problems.
Joe, I'm going to cut you. I'm already low on time, Joe. Cut him off now. Cut him off now. You're not going to blame this on President Trump on my show. That's not happening. Now, I appreciate the work that you're doing. God bless you for being a veteran. God bless you for trying to get Americans out. But don't come on this program and take the talking points of the left and blame President Trump. That's not helping anybody. The Biden administration screwed this up from the very start. You know it. I know it. The country knows it. And to call them not hostages, I don't know how you don't call them hostages. They're stuck in Afghanistan with a country overrun with terrorists that are willing to kill them all. I'm mad about that, man. I really am. All right. We're going to slow it down because we've got a real hero coming up. That man's a real hero, too. He served.
That's the part at the very end. We have a real hero. Well, okay, I mean, him too, but like.
But I got something even better for you. He was like, that country has terrorists, but let's just be honest with ourselves for a moment. Aren't Americans the terrorists in a lot of countries? A lot of times, America, and I know a lot of people don't want to hear this, and people are going to be upset. America tries to force democracy on countries that aren't meant for democracy. I understand the what it's supposed to do and what it means, but we try to force our values upon other countries. So wouldn't that make Americans terrorists in many instances? And also, yes, President Orange Fuck Muppet set the date that troops had to be out, who literally, and we said it on the show, he literally did a rally, a Klan rally a month prior and said, there's nothing they can do about it.
You know, my biggest problem, dude, is like, you know how much we both fucks with Obama and love Obama, but I can openly admit that he fucked up a lot.
Yep.
I can openly admit those drone strikes were out of control. I can openly admit that he did not do a good job with immigration. He deported more people until Trump than any fucking president prior to him. I know there are a lot of things that he has to fucking answer for, and I can openly admit that. I can still like the guy and think that he was one of the better presidents that we've had, but openly admit when he fucked up. Yep. That's what's so scary about this Trump shit to me, is that you cannot see everything he does is right. Are you smoking something? Like, what the fuck is you on?
People keep going, oh, well, look at all the accomplishments of President Trump that people don't acknowledge. He solved criminal reform. No, he didn't solve shit.
I just, the biggest thing to me, because I know a lot of people that follow Trump are Christian. I'm not saying that all Christians are Trump supporters, but a large number of Trump supporters are Christian. What scares me about that, and I feel like y'all need to go back and check your Bibles. You remember the whole thing about thou shalt not worship false idols? And you putting all of this fucking energy into this nigga?
Haskell 420 says the best thing. He brought the Taliban inside the White House and negotiated a shitty ass deal, which Donald Trump is known to do. Again, this is something else. Is anyone saying that Joe Biden is perfect? Absolutely not.
He has plenty to already answer for. Let's be real, bro.
We've said it on this show. Both Winston and I, respectively and collectively, have said he was not the guy people wanted. He was just the dude to get Trump out of office. We have literally said that. But also for that Newsmax anchor, and I use quotes, to sit there and say that Americans are being held hostage. Again, Americans are in a country that you weren't even wanted in the first fucking place. You weren't wanted there. Again, this country is known for, it is the most unpatriotic thing to say, but America tries to force democracy so many times. Americans killed Saddam Hussein and allowed a power vacuum started that created ISIS.
Dude, look at G. Smith right here talking about Trump Christians hold their Bibles upside down. If I ain't heard something more on the motherfucking nose.
On the dot. But again, we don't want to bring up these things because it isn't the real thing to say. America prides itself on being the quote-unquote world's big brother, but it's the world's big bully. It's the world's big bully. But no one wants to open it. Let's just say that again. I mean, it's just the truth. You know what I'm saying? Again, I don't want to end this show on negative notes and shit like that. And yeah, I know our Karens, whether it be Karens or Chads, do those things. I just want to say, Winston, look, you are a terrifying light-skinned individual.
You really are. Thanks, buddy. This might cheer you up a little bit.
Why do I think of you? How I love in your face, bitch, if you only knew. Ha, 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 like it's my last day on this earth. Let the dollar maker work, work. Shake that money maker in my face. It's a favor. Ooh, I love your misbehavior. Party till I die. With my chin up high. Fuck 'em all. Fuck 'em back.
Swear to God, she looks like a comic. I know.
I guarantee you would have sex with her.
Oh, I would. I'd fuck the dog shit out of her. But that would never happen. Because I never.
Sir! So we were just doing fine.
No, no. From before, when she goes burr, 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 like when she comes, like when she comes, she goes. Burr, 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 burr. She can't even say she comes. And she goes. Like, burr, 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 burr. Look, I'm sorry. I shouldn't say those things.
People get fuck you. Oh, fuck you. Fuck you.
I'm just talking. I'm two, three shots in. It is what it is around this bitch. I think that's everything, right?
Yeah, man. I think that's everything. So you know where to find me, at the Swaggy Blurred, all the socials. Again, as soon as we wrap the show, I am going to... Yo, if y'all talked about the girl in the video that says, like the slaves in the streets, what?
What? Yo, send me that. I'll talk about
it before we go, but what the fuck are we talking? We could... What
yo, we- yo, I need you to... Winston, send me that. Not Winston Marshall. Winston, who's Black Scorpio.
I was like, nigga, I don't fucking know what you're talking about. I just said I don't fucking know.
Wait, I'm like, are you like, wait.
So, you know where to find me. I was supposed to be starting at 7 a.m. tomorrow. I'm starting at 11 a.m. tomorrow for Citizen, so I'll be on there.
I thought you were going to say you started at 5 or something early. I was like, whoa.
Well, I'm going to have to start waking up at 6 a.m. to make that 7 a.m. thing, which I'm not looking forward to that.
Oh, but he said it's the girl we just played says that in a video, in the longer version of the video, probably.
y'all talked about a girl in the video who says, like, the slaves in the streets. It's probably not her, but it's probably somebody else in the video.
Oh, shit.
Wow. Anyway, wow. All right, yeah, so come hang out with me in Citizen tomorrow.
Come, my baby. Come, my lady. Give me a butterfly. She can butterfly. Hey,
you'll see my lady. You'll see me next week, obviously, here, 6 p.m.
Come, no, baby, come, baby, baby, come, baby. If you gotta give me loving, then you gotta give me some. You gotta give me loving, then you gotta.
Nigga, what is you talking about?
K7's Come, Baby, Come.
I know the song. Just tell him what the fuck you doing, bitch. I'm so tired. You want me to go back to the way I was, bitch? I will go right back to shutting down.
I am whatever you say I am, if I don't like it. Anyway, Twitter, Instagram, and Mr. J. Washington, MRJA.
I choose violence.
MRJAY, you should know how to spell Washington. I was supposed to do a show this Saturday. My show got canceled, so I will try to figure out. I know I'm going to be back at the nightclub tomorrow night, so y'all can expect to see a lot of shit as we talk about nightclubs on my Instagram, so please follow that. I'm doing commentary and interviews for a wrestling promotion on Sunday. They was like, yo, how much you do this? And I was like, cool. And then I got asked, do you mind possibly getting involved in a match? I was like, do y'all not realize who you talk to? But here's the problem. I got to go buy a suit because I don't have a suit. So I have to go try to buy a suit in 12 hours. So that's there. As far as the Mad Titan podcast goes, I've been trying to get it recorded. But if you follow me, you know I have been extremely busy. A lot of things have kept coming up that have kept me busy, and I apologize for that. So please know that it is coming very soon. This is happening. What else is there? Network on. I'll tell you about that Tuesday. Oh, yeah. By the way, thank you. That's why I keep her as a mind. That's why she's here. You can check out the newest episode of Rotten Tomatoes Is Wrong. Myself, Jacqueline Coley, Mark Ellis, we talk about Aquaman. I believe Rotten Tomatoes is wrong. They should have scored it higher. The movie is actually good for what it is because it knows what it is. So check out the newest episode of Rotten Tomatoes Is Wrong. And that's that. Jay's such a dad. Oh, okay. So since he's not breathing or talking, we will holler at y'all on, where the fuck is
I'm
it?
I'm right here, bitch. It's at the top. We'll see y'all later on Tuesday. Oh. No COVID talk next week. Okay, bye.
Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch.
Why you look like you constipated, full of cheese?
I'm not constipated, but I did take all this pre-workout during the show, so now I gotta take a shit.
You took pre-workout during the show?
I thought we were gonna end on time, and now it's starting to wear off, and I'm just sitting here sweaty. And
fucking... You were out here like a dope fiend with nowhere, no dope to go.
Bro, I'm literally sitting here just like...
Cash Money Records taking over for the 99 and the 2000s.